Waves of red crabs are washing up on the beaches in San Diego. It began as a trickle at Ocean Beach on Sunday, and by yesterday, thousands of these tuna crabs were blanketing the shore. The 3-inch-long crustaceans look like little lobsters and normally live in warmer waters off the Baja Peninsula. These swarms of crabs further north are considered by some to be a precursor of El Nino conditions. Mark Oman is a professor of biological oceanography at the Scripps Institution of Oceanography in La Jolla, California, and he joins us. Dr. Oman, why? Why would the washing up of these red crabs perhaps be considered evidence of El Nino returning?
Well, the primary breeding center of the pelagic red crabs is off Baja California, much further south than where we're currently located. So the presence of these individuals washed up, mass stranded on the beach is an indication that the ocean transport has changed. It's a likely indication that we've had stronger transport from more southerly warm waters into this area.
By transport, you mean currents are moving?
Ocean currents that would have transported the water and the entrained organisms from the south to the north along the coast.
Mm-hmm. And it's that evidence of warmer water that indicates perhaps El Nino conditions? Can you briefly explain that? Yeah.
Historically, the presence of mass strandings of red crabs in this area has been associated with the major El Ninos of the 20th century, say 1958, 1983, 1998. What we can't conclude, though, is that the presence of crabs by itself assures us that El Nino has started.
In other words, there may be other reasons why the currents are moving these crabs further north. But if these crabs showed up in 58, 83, and 98, I mean, that's a pretty good record.
Surely. But the point is that while they do show up in the strong El Nino years, they don't only show up during the El Nino years.
For example, knowing that these crabs have arrived, do you now look more closely for other evidence, perhaps?
Of course. The crews that returned 3 weeks ago showed no evidence of temperature anomalies and no evidence of salinity anomalies and no evidence of transport anomalies that would indicate strong flow from the south. It's possible, though, that in the intervening 3 weeks that the ocean has changed.
When all of these crabs wash up on the beach, what does it look like?
Well, parts of the beaches are carpeted with clumps of reddish-orange crabs, but it's very patchy, so that you see parts of the beach where there's a dense carpet and then other areas where you see relatively few crabs, and then you'll walk along and you'll see many further, a little bit further down the way.
What would the beach smell like? I mean, how soon after these crabs wash up do they die?
Oh, relatively quickly. When I was there, I experienced no offensive odor.
What did it sound like when you were, I mean, could you avoid walking on them?
There's an interesting sort of crunching sound. And actually, there's a historical account in the literature of someone not on the beach, but offshore, off Baja California in a ship. And he described in the literature the ship moving through a dense patch of red crabs of many, many miles in extent. And he described the ship seeming to crunch through them for at least 10 miles.
Dr. Oman, thank you very much.
Not at all. My pleasure.
Mark Oman is professor of biological oceanography at the Scripps Institution of Oceanography in La Jolla, California.